RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Take the best of care of your Kia 7-year warranty. Book your next service on kiaservice.ie.
Damien O'Mara, good morning.
Gavin, good morning to you. It is soccer to start this morning, where there was a really impressive performance, but unfortunately, ultimately defeat for Shamrock Rovers at home to AC Milan last night in the second qualifying round of the UEFA Europa League. Goals midway through each half from Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Hakan Calhanoglu secured a 2-0 win for the Italian side. It means that Rovers now bow out of Europe. Their attention will return to domestic matters, where they hold an 8-point lead in the league with just 7 games to play. Dundalk, in contrast, have advanced to the third qualifying round. David McMillan scored in their 1-0 win away to the Andorran club Inter de Scaldes. Andy Boyle was sent off early in the second half of the game. Dundalk will now be away to the Moldovan side Sheriff in the next round. They are 2 wins away from reaching the group stages. In golf, Rory McIlroy is very well placed after the opening day of the second golf major of the year, the US Open. Reporting, here's Greg Allen.
From the moment that one of the early morning starters, Justin Thomas, struck an approach shot to just 2 feet on his opening hole for a tap-in birdie, it was clear that this wasn't going to be a typical US Open first round. By the time the play was actually halted last evening due to bad light with 3 players still on the course, history was beckoning in an unusual way for the supposedly difficult winged foot, because round one was heading towards being the second lowest opening scoring average in US Open history. Thomas would go on to shoot a 5 under par 65, which is itself a record lowest US Open round ever at this classic old New York venue. And it's a course that Thomas said he loved even before he teed it up in his first championship round there.
65 is fun no matter where you play, especially at Wingfoot. I was in a really good frame of mind. I was focused. I just was sticking to my routine. And, you know, it's one of those rounds where it's just kind of like next thing you know, you make the putt on 18, you're done for the day.
By the end of the day, Thomas's 65 held out as the outright lead, but only by a single stroke from 3 players who shot 4 under par 66s. The tall, languid Belgian, Thomas Peters being one of them, the quirky, swinging young American star Matthew Wolff, and America's so-called Captain Fantastic Patrick Reed, clad in red, white and blue for his National Open. He enjoyed a hole-in-one on the 7th on his route to a 66. Then in the group on 3 under, following a 67, comes Rory McIlroy, with almost every aspect of his game looking to be in prime condition again after several months of struggling to find the kind of form that really flowed freely through his game yesterday.
I've come in here playing pretty well. You know, I saw some decent signs in Chicago and then Atlanta. Today was, you know, the best I've hit it in a while, especially off the tee. You know, it's nice to take advantage of those conditions, and, you know, puts me right in the tournament from the start.
For the 3 Irish, apart from McIlroy, it was something of a struggle, with Shane Lowry bogeying 5 holes in the front 9, and that was after a birdie-birdie start. He ended up with a 6 over par 76, as did Graham McDowell, while the amateur James Sugrue posted a 78.
The Irish players are also well down the leaderboard at the European Tour's Portuguese Open. Gavin Moynihan 2 over, Niall Kearney 3 over, Paul Dunn is 4 over. The lead there is at 5 under par. Sam Bennett yesterday extended his lead in the points classification at the Tour de France. He remains in the green jersey. Primoz Roglic retained the leader's yellow jersey and now holds a 57-second lead. Now to rugby, where after the conclusion of the Guinness Pro 14 last weekend, both Leinster and Ulster switch attention to the quarterfinals of the Heineken Champions Cup this weekend. Saturday Sport tomorrow will have full and exclusive commentary of Leinster's game at home to Saracens. So let's look ahead to the weekend in the company of Donal Lenehan. Leinster Saracens undoubtedly the tie of the round, and a massive game as well for Saracens due to their relegation to the second tier of English rugby. A result this weekend may well define where the club goes in the coming years.
Yeah, it's the only show in town for Saracens, Damien. Has been since they were relegated to the Championship because of the salary cap issues. What you have here is you have 2 teams who, between them, they've won the last 4 Heineken Champions Cup. Saracens have won 3 of those, and really those successes were achieved around an incredible strength and depth in their squad. Now, they don't have that anymore for a variety of reasons, but they have retained a core of seasoned internationals, the likes of Mara Vatojo and Jamie George, the Vunapola brothers. So they're going to put it up to Leinster, but I think they no longer have the quality off the bench that is available to Leo Cullen and Stuart Lancaster. Saracens will bring an emotional energy to this game for all kinds of reasons. As you say, if they lose, they won't feature in European rugby for at least 2 seasons. So there's a huge amount of play for them, but I expect that Leinster will have too much.
You'll be alongside Michael Corcoran for commentary of that as part of Saturday Sport. Sunday lunchtime, Ulster go to Toulouse. To go to France and win is one thing. To go to Toulouse and win is another thing. To go to France and to play Toulouse the week after losing a Pro 14 final, is it all combined a step too far for Ulster?
It has all the appearance of that. Ulster, I think, scratching their heads a little bit. They actually played quite well against Leinster. Toulouse, if you like, are back as a European force. They have a lot of quality players on show. Seasoned All Blacks in Charlie Famuina and Jerome Kino. They have those French halfbacks in Antoine Dupont and Roman Entomac. I just think they're going to have too much for Ulster. They've gone back to their smaller stadium in the Ernest Vallon. They'll have 5,000 supporters. And this is a game, I think, that Toulouse will, you know, they have targeted this. They want to make another European semi-final. So, unfortunately, I think it might be a step too far for Ulster.
Donal, appreciate your time. Thanks as always.
No problem. Thanks, Damien.
US Open tennis champion Naomi Osaka has withdrawn from next week's French Open due to a hamstring injury. And two race meetings at home today. Dunpatrick away from 1 o'clock, Dundalk away from 5:30. And more to come in an hour, but sports news available on the RTE News app and also on the RTE Sport website.